Psalm 51, when there is no sacrifice left. Psalm 50 warned us that God is not impressed by ritual without truth. Psalm 51 shows the other side. What happens when a sinner has no ritual left to hide behind? The setting matters. After David's adultery with Bathsheba and the arranged death of Uriah, Nathan the prophet tears away the king's excuses. 2 Samuel 11, 12. In the ancient Near East, kings carved their victories into stone. Archaeology has given us many royal boasts, but Israel's greatest king leaves us not a monument to strength, but a public confession of shame. That alone is a wonder of grace. The Bible does not protect David's image, it protects God's truth. David begins with no appeal to merit. He throws himself on God's steadfast love, hesed, and abundant mercy. Under the law, sacrifices existed for many sins, but not as a cheap remedy for high-handed rebellion like murder and adultery. Compare Numbers 15:30-31. David knows he cannot bring a ram and settle the matter, so he asks for what only God can give, not management of guilt, but removal of it. Blot out, wash me, cleanse me. The Hebrew for wash, kabaz, is the word for laundering cloth by pounding and scrubbing it. David is not asking for a touch-up. He's asking to be beaten clean. Against you, you only have I sinned, is often misunderstood. David is not denying Bathsheba, Uriah, or the nation. He is seeing more deeply. Every human wound is finally an offence against the God whose image we have assaulted. Real repentance does not shrink the human damage. It discovers the divine weight of it. Then comes one of the strangest prayers in Scripture. Cleanse me with hyssop. Hyssop belonged to Passover and to rites for lepers and those defiled by death. Exodus 12:22, Leviticus 14. David is saying, in effect, treat me not merely as guilty, but as unclean, infected, death-stained. He needs more than pardon. He needs a new exodus. That is why verse 10 is so breathtaking. Create in me a clean heart. Create is bara, the Genesis word used for what only God can do. David does not ask God to repair his heart, but to create one. Augustine heard in this the end of self-trust. Luther heard the death of spiritual pride. The gospel agrees. Repentance is not self-improvement. It is surrender to recreation. And notice where the psalm ends. Zion, Jerusalem, the walls. Sin is never private. A king's secret desire becomes public ruin. Our hidden compromises weaken more than our own souls. They loosen stones in the community of God. But forgiven people do more than weep. They begin to rebuild. Perhaps that is why this psalm still lives in the church. At the cross, hyssop appears again. John 19:29. The Son of David receives what David deserved, and from his pierced side comes the cleansing David begged for. No. Suggested cross-references, 2 Samuel 12, Ezekiel 36, 25, 27, Luke 18, 13-14, Hebrews 10, 19-22. Music, Gregorio Allegri, Miserere Mei Deus. Prayer. Merciful God, tell us the truth about our sin, and then go deeper still with your mercy. Wash what we cannot wash. Create what we cannot create. Open our lips. Rebuild what our sin has weakened, and make our lives a song of honest praise through Jesus Christ. Amen.